This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Benjamin.
Hi there. What's up, everybody? It's me, Owen Benjamin, reporting from a Soviet gulag. I'm just kidding. It's where I live. I'm in Washington State. We got hit pretty hard with a lot of snow. And one of my Russian friends actually said that if your flaps are down, it means you're gay. So I guess you're supposed to like go like this to show you're not gay. But I think that dude lost his ears. Pretty gay to not have any ears. All right, so today we're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff. First off, I now have a mustache. I'll tell you why I have a mustache, because one, it turns on my wife a lot. And two, I realized how much mustaches have been associated with pornography and vans and creeps. And I think that there's something going on with it, because their mustaches are just queer masculinity, authority. You know, someone's got a game plan. So when I just grew the stash for like a day or two, and everywhere I went, there'd just be people like, look, mommy, that man makes pornography videos. And I'm like, what? That's not even, there was like one porn star with a mustache, Ron Jeremy. He's also like 4'5". He's three Rogans tall. Joe Rogan's a unit of measurement, by the way, now. Tell Rogan. He belongs in a shoe, and he's lying to you. So anyway, if you want to just understand a little taste of the stash and what the stash is really about, here's just a little window into my life from yesterday. This is a little video called A Man with a Mustache and a Plan. Why don't you go ahead and check this one out? Good times.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Why?
I'm going to go get some mustache wax.
TV that I had to get because we're so snowed in that I can't go anywhere. I'm just cruising around with my sweet Russian hat and a mustache, and there's snow being stuck to my mustache and my eyebrows, and it's just a good time. And I ended up not getting what my wife wanted, or mustache wax. I completely failed the mission, but my upper lip was very warm. So all I'm trying to say is, the thing about the mustache, and then in the next few segments, we'll talk about some more pressing things, heavy stuff. You know, the opposite of Rogan. He's not heavy. He's very light, very small man. He's technically one Rogan tall. I wonder if he changed his height. Do we change the whole unit of measurement? But this segment, I just wanted to talk to you guys about the mustache and all the baggage that comes with it. But here's the thing. Was once you grow it and it gets thick enough, you no longer hear, mommy, look, that man makes porno videos. Instead, everybody looks at you for directions. You know, at first they have a look of fear, but then relief. They're like, tell us what to do. What's the game plan? You know, because there's a real sense of like a man is finally here. It's not a joke. It's not a hipster irony. You know, like all these hipsters, they're subverting everything. That's why I'm starting to hate sarcasm. Maybe next segment we'll do the Chinese person talking to the Jew, and we'll see the difference between sarcasm and non-sarcasm. But anyway, there's nothing sarcastic about my mustache. It's what men grow when they have children and they like unpasteurized whole milk. They own weapons. They clean their guns after every use. All right, guys, when we come back, we will talk more about things that actually matter, like mustaches and preparedness. I'm Owen Benjamin.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Benjamin.
What's up, what's up? Welcome back, everybody. It's me, Owen Benjamin. And I am in Washington State, and we don't usually get this much snow, but maybe I can show you guys a little more. This is my backyard. See all that snow? You see the snow? By the way, I made the whole fence. See all the fencing? Because I'm not going to hire anybody that, let's just say, doesn't have a Social Security number. Because I stand with Trump. You guys know what I mean. You guys get it. But what was I talking about? Snow? Oh, yeah, yeah. So normally it doesn't snow that much here. And people have called me crazy for being prepared. Right? Like you'll see me stocking up on things like water and bullets. And people are like, oh, you're such a, and like canned food. We grow our own food. We have 20 laying hens. We have 2 ducks. Pretty sure they're both gay guys. So there's no eggs coming out of them. But if things got scarce, duck, we can eat the ducks. We also have rabbits. You know, and people are like, oh, you're such a redneck. You're one of those crazy preppers. Okay, this little bit of snow, I just went to get my family milk because unfortunately we don't have cows yet. And Walmart had no milk. Guys, this isn't a meteor attack. This isn't the failure of the U.S. dollar. That's an actual picture of today at Walmart. No milk. Guys, that's from snow. That's from snow that I can drive in. And people are so idiotic. Well, it's not that they're idiotic. They just won't face the hardships of reality for obvious reasons. Too much soy in the blood. But only one Rogan doll. But people are like, oh, yeah, everyone overreacted. Everyone overreacted to the weather. I mean, it's just so stupid that people would overreact and boil the milk. No. My best friend who lives down the street from me in this area is a professional truck driver. What happens is if the trucks aren't moving, they're not restocking. People think that the media and Hollywood and all these people control, they're the puppet masters. No, that most of them are pedophiles just sitting around doing coke, trying not to get caught. The real power in this country is truck driving. If the truckers stop trucking for 48 hours, the whole thing's done. So if you don't have the trucks coming in, and that's why a lot of truckers are prepared. They know how to grow stuff. Like my buddy has goats and pigs and guns. It's because they know how quickly these stores break down. That picture I just showed you was not a picture of Venezuela. That right there was today. That was this morning in a giant Walmart. 1 hour outside of Seattle. Okay? That's America because of snow. Granted, there was people in the store. It was open. The lights are on. It's not that bad. Like, I'm from northern New York. This is nothing for me. But, like, here, everything shuts down. They're like, what do we do? There's snow. Imagine when the dollar cranks. Imagine when an EMP happens, all that stuff. And I'm pumped that InfoWars sells this stuff because that stuff will actually help you. Like when I'm on the road, like when I sell merch at the table, I always want to make sure that it's not just for me, that people can actually save money with it or it can protect them. Like I'll sell like flasks. And my whole thing is it's an unbearable flask. And I don't have them for sale now. This isn't a sales pitch at all. I have too much going on right now to deal with packaging. Oh, unbearablestore.com, they sell stuff. My buddy Brandon, he's doing a good job. But anyway, because I'm like, you can save money at a bar if you just have a flask. And it's just like this, like all this stuff that InfoWars sells. It's like one of the best currencies you can have is health and preparedness. Like if you're healthy, if you treat your body right, because there's so much poison in our foods now. And the food, this imaginary land of like never ending prosperity based on a lie and debt is going to end. And I'm not trying to scare people. It actually sets you free. Like once I faced the reality of like what's coming, I realized that it's an excuse to be free. It's an excuse to be like, okay, I'm going to grow food. I'm going to, homeschool my kids. I'm going to, learn skills. I'm going to learn how to build a fence, all this stuff. And as you're doing that, you think you're going to be all paranoid and depressed and anxious. And you realize that you're calm. You're sleeping better. You're growing mustaches. You know, your wife's looking at you with pride and a little twinkle of excitement, if you know what I mean. It's pretty magical. And then if I go to LA, which I hopefully never do again, but if somehow the demon beast pulls me back for something, you look around. Like the last time I did Joe Rogan's show, he had to use his booster seat, obviously. But the anxiety, the depression, here's something you guys should check out. Check out something called the Mouse Utopia Experiment, where they took a bunch of mice and they put them in a condition that's a lot like an American city, where it's like unlimited food and it's real compact and all that. Within 500 days, they were committing cannibalism and most of them had become homosexuals. That sounds about right. Yeah, Mouse Utopia Experiment. It's horrifying and hilarious. When you see like trans gay mice eating each other, you're like, oh, wait, I used to live on that street in L.A. Humans are meant to think about how to heat their house. Think about where their food's coming from. Thinking about how to take care of their mustache. You know, fresh water sources. And socialism, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whose IQ I think is around a schizophrenic donkey. And I mean, and I'm not trying to offend donkeys, because I know there are schizophrenic donkeys that are more intelligent than this buffoon. But she's probably a round schizophrenic donkey with the big bug eyes of meth and regret. And this old green thing. Socialism is a rat trap. You know, socialism is like, look at the free cheese. And the mice are like, I can't believe we get free cheese. And then, just bam, bam, bam. And then everyone's dead. Everyone's gay. Everyone's trans. Everyone's committing cannibalism. And you know what we'll be doing? Having a great time. Because it's all about faith, community, food sources, water sources, heat sources, actually knowing your children, teaching your own children. Not only are you going to survive it, you're going to be having a really, like, great time. Like, I've been having more fun than I ever have in my life. And I finally have the confidence and the health and the faith to grow a mustache. And everywhere I walk, people are like, can you save us? What do we do, sir? I'm like, you don't have to call me sir, because it's cops that treat me this way now. Anyway, because like when you look at what's happening in New York State with third trimester abortions, that's why I've always been, not always, I used to be pro-choice because I didn't understand the ramifications because I didn't have children or anything. But, when people from back home in New York used to be like, you're a right-wing nut job, you know, and I'm like, no, abortion's evil. And I'm like, they want to take it to the full term. They're like, no, they'll never do that. And then now that they're doing that, and one of the reasons is to harvest the stem cells and and the parts, and they sell it to people like Sandra Bullock so she can rub it on their faces. That's real. Check it out on Ellen. She does foreskin skin therapy. Anyway, that was the plan all along. So this whole, like, in a constant state of shock, when people are like, how could they do that? It's just really surprising, and I just don't. It's so gross. It's like that. They said they were going to do it the whole time. I'm one of these whack jobs that believes people when they tell me things. Granted, I have been betrayed. Of course I've been betrayed. But I'd rather be betrayed occasionally and believe people and be wrong than to just never believe anything. It's like when someone says, we are going to do full-term abortions, it's a woman's right, believe them. Because they're going to do it. And they just did it. And, they're selling wiener parts. So get prepared. That's all I'm saying. Get yourself a mustache. Get a clean water source. Stock up. And, read the Bible a couple of times. There's some stuff in there. All right, I'll see you guys in a second. I'm Owen Benjamin.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
All right. I just wanted to play you guys this one clip because the State of the Union, Trump did a great job, and of course they got the people going with the space race again, which I believe was all a lie, and I've been getting a lot of CRAP over it, if you know what I mean. When they cut to Buzz Aldrin, just check this out. It's insanely funny. Just watch this. I did a little commentary.
11 astronauts.
Okay, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Buzz Aldrin.
Okay, ready? Hey, everybody. I'm a crazy person. Okay, this way it gets so much better.
I'm an Indian and retarded.
We like money and power.
Buzz is like, guys, stop clapping. Stop clapping. It's all lies. Watch Buzz's face in a second.
Thank you, Buzz. This year, American astronauts will go back to space on American rockets.
Watch Buzz's face. He's like, no, we're not.
All right, so for those of you just listening, and you couldn't see it, Buzz Aldrin showed a look of pure terror from realizing that his entire life has been a lie. It's so funny. My YouTube, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Just look up Buzz is a liar. It's hysterical. Because he probably got carted out and Trump was like, Buzz, we just need you to stand up and give a salute. It's going to be great. Wear the sweet tie. And Buzz is like, but you promised that I won't have to tell the lie again. Okay. It's like, yeah, it's fine, Buzz. We just need you for a hot second. And Buzz stands up and he's like, aye, aye, sir. And then Trump, I mean, you know, Trump knows we didn't go to the moon. I mean, the dude's, he's a smart guy. And so Buzz is like, all right, I can get through this. And then Trump is like, all right, we're going to go back to space using American rockets. And the look on Buzz's face is like, he's just like, why won't they just let me die? And I'll meet Neil Armstrong in hell. Neil, you lucky SOB. Watch this space right here. All right, so, you missed it. Oh, here it is. Watch this. Back to space. And we'll use American rockets. Watch Buzz's face. He's about to start clapping. And he's like, what? No! Dude, it's so funny. When you know the reality of the moon landing, it's like, you know, it couldn't be funnier to just watch Trump troll the guy and be like, we're gonna go back to space and Buzz is gonna be the guy to tell us exactly what happened last time. Go ahead, Buzz. Try to not contradict yourself again and 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 again. Try to explain. Try to explain why no one's ever went back, including us, and how we destroyed the technology and all the proof. Go ahead, Buzz. Why don't you tell the world? Neil, you're in hell, but you're the lucky one. It's pretty funny. Usually you can tell when someone's lying or when they're just being, when they're a coward, is when they use sarcasm all the time. I've used sarcasm, and I'm sure I will again, but sarcasm is a tool for cowards to be aggressive when they won't say yes for yes and no for no. Like sarcasm. You know, like that's why I stopped listening to Ben Shapiro. It's not anti-Semitism. Everyone's like, oh, you're anti-Semitic if you don't listen to Ben Shapiro. I'm a heightist. He's 5'4", maybe. Like, that's what it is. I'm prejudiced against short people. It has nothing to do with being Jewish with little hats and your mangled wings. It's like, it's short people that are sarcastic. And yeah, a lot of them happen to be Jewish. But even the word anti-Semitic doesn't mean it, because Semitic is a type of language that dates back to before the Assyrian Empire. Oh, there's a picture of me and Shapiro, too. Wait till you see that one. And in the caption, he even said Owen Benjamin's really tall, because these guys can't stop with their little jabs. Ringo Starr did the same thing to me at the Grammys when I was doing a thing for Leno. He wouldn't stop talking about my height. Little guys are the problem. Little guys are the problem. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with size. Yeah, look at that. Owen Benjamin is really, really, really tall. Yeah, you're really, really, really short. All right, so anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Ringo's. I can't stand Ringo Starr. Because we're signing some, like, I was wearing a white suit. I'm not even going to get to Spielberg this round, but I will next round. So anyway, I'm wearing this white suit, and we're signing it and auctioning it off for Haiti. That's how long ago this was. I didn't know that it probably just went to fuel up the pedo mobiles for the Clintons. I was still very innocent at the time, thinking that people actually wanted to help victims and it wasn't a scam. But so I'm at the Grammys, and all the celebrities are signing it. We're having a good time, and Ringo Starr just keeps being like, "Do I need a step ladder? Do I need a step ladder to get up there?" And at first, I'm like excited to meet him. I was like a Beatles fan, and Paul's a good dude. He used to go to the Improv a lot. John was awful, commie. You know, I'm not going to say what I'm about to say. I'm going to hold back. But the song "Imagine" is the globalist anthem. Imagine there's no countries. Imagine there's no hell or heaven. You know, basically do what you please. It's horrifying. Anyway, so Ringo's like, "Do I need a stepladder?" And I'm like, "Ha ha, Ringo Starr, no way." He's like, "Where's my stepladder for the giant?" And I'm like, "Ha ha ha, just sign the suit. Everyone's just signing the suit, little pal." He's like, "But how do I get all the way up there?" And I'm like, "Just sign the suit, Ringo. You play quarter notes. You're 1.5 Rogan's tall." And so, I don't even remember if he signed the suit. He might have just scurried into a little mouse hole. Guy's terrible. Terrible. That's when I really started understanding how horrible the short, I call him, I'm not going to say. I made it up, but Specs, S-P-E-C-K-S. And I know that that isn't a pejorative yet, so I can't get in trouble. Buy the Specs. And so people sometimes are like, "Oh, you're anti-Semitic." No, I'm against short people and a tiny little man. I mean, Jews happen to just be really short a lot with little tiny hats. And they wear little tiny hats in honor of, like, the smallest of the small. Like, that's how they make all, because what's the average Jewish height? 1 Rogan? Maybe 2 Rogans? I mean, so to make themselves look bigger, they wear tiny hats where they look like giants. And I'm pushing 6'8", guys. I'm 6'7¾". And so these guys just want to kick me in the shin and run away. They think I'm Nephilim. No, they think I'm a giant from the times of Noah. And I get it. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about sarcasm and why I hate it, and that Steven Spielberg's a pedophile. He's short. Not because he's Jewish, because he's short.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. It's Owen Benjamin.
All right. What's up, everybody? So I'm back. And now we're going to talk about subversive language. Sarcasm. So I don't really like sarcasm anymore. I used to like it. But now that things are getting so confusing and horrifying in society and in entertainment and politics and everything, I've actually enjoyed being around some Asians and people with Asperger syndrome, because they don't, it's kind of like that character from Guardians in the Galaxy, that like big dude that didn't understand sarcasm. It was just like, I can't remember the guy's name. He looked like a giant, like he had a lot of muscles. But here's a quick little sketch that I was coming up with called The Jewish Guy and the Chinese Guy. The Jewish guy, this is how cultures can't discuss anything. And this is one reason why AI on the internet is getting so confusing. I highly recommend you guys stop using sarcasm on the internet, because AI doesn't understand sarcasm. These bots where it's like, great, I guess this is real life now. I guess their kids are all just being used for Sandra Bullock's face. Like, don't do that. Okay, here's the Jewish guy walks into the Chinese laundromat. So I paid you to take the mustard out of my slacks, and I'm so happy that the mustard is still in my slacks.
Why are you happy mustard in your slacks? Why you want mustard on your slacks? That means you crazy.
Well, I mean, I guess that's why I don't have a therapist.
You don't have a therapist and you crazy? What's wrong with you?
Look, we got a real ray of sunshine over here.
I'm not a ray of sunshine. My name is me. You are weird. Crazy man.
What a great business policy. To not take the mustard out of a man's slacks.
That bad business policy. Why would you think that good business policy to not take mustard out of slacks? You lying about your slacks.
Yeah, that's what I always do is I lie about my slacks.
You lie about slacks. You are a liar. You lie about everything. Everything you say, a lie.
Yeah, I guess that's what I want to do is just rub my own mustard in my own slacks.
I watch you rub your own mustard in your own slacks.
And a cop comes in, they're like, got mustache. He's like, excuse me, I can't even think of a stereotypical Jewish name that wasn't an actual guy. Are you Bernie Sanders? Yeah, I mean, I guess my driver's license is it. Shut up, Bernie. We caught you on camera rubbing mustard in your own slacks. Yeah, because cameras are we. Hey!
Get him out of here. This guy crazy. So,
the two cultures in that little sketch is the Chinese, who have zero sarcasm. And you have to understand, they're a big part of the internet these days and entertainment and everything. They're like, you know funny. This all came from a Chinese person telling me that I wasn't funny. They're like, you know funny. I'm like, why don't you think I'm funny? Like,
why not funny? A fat girl with a big hat fall down stairs. That funny. It's funny when man get hit in testicle.
And the Jewish guy would be like, I love getting hit in the testicle. I was like,
okay, then I hit you in testicle.
Please, that would make my... Oh! Why did you do that?
You told me to. I don't understand subversive language.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. The older I get, the more I just don't want to be around exhausting cultures. I'm just like, tell me the deal. Did you rub the mustard in your slacks? Yeah, because that's what I want to do is just run around rubbing mustard in slacks. But then the Chinese people, they seem to not understand like irony or nuance very well. When you do like an ironic, you know, if they read, what's that called? By Jonathan Swift, A Modest Proposal. They'd be like, why you want to make Irish baby into handbags?
It's just, it's tough. It's a tough world to be a comedian these days, because on one side you got people that just want physical comedy, like a fat girl with a big hat falling downstairs or a man getting hit in the testicles makes them laugh. That's why Adam Sandler adjusted his movies to fit the Chinese audience more. And then you have just unrelenting sarcasm that just ends up being like just lying. It's just like, great. Like how Ben Shapiro always says, it's like, so now I guess the New York Times is just going to talk about how white people are the devil all the time. That's just great. That's what I want in my newspaper. Awesome. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just what the doctor ordered? And the Chinese person would be like, why you have a doctor order the demonization of the majority of the population? That is not doctor. That's not hypocritical oath.
Don't you mean the Hippocratic oath?
Yeah. This is my fifth language.
You guys get it. So, I'll show you a subversive situation in movies. Okay. The Sistine Chapel is a beautiful image.
of God almost touching man. And it's in the Sistine Chapel, painted by Michelangelo. And it's beautiful. It's we have the image. I think a lot of you guys know the image. It's in your minds. You can just picture it. It's God and man, and they're almost touching finger to finger, right? That's a beautiful image. Now, we have a guy named Steven Spielberg who made a movie called E.T. And he subverted this image into this image of it's upside down. The alien hand is in a Nambla shape. And instead of God and man, it is a lie and a boy. So, and behind them is, of course, the moon. Another lie. And that's disgusting. And that's Spielberg's entire career. It started with a short film he made called Amblin, which was about a pedophile. The whole skill he was selling, and you can look into this. Look at what Amblin's about. Amblin is a short film, 20 minutes long, made in 1968. And he sold it to Universal and got a 7-picture deal from it with no dialogue in it at all. And it was a $10,000 short film. People would be like, wow, he must have been a really, really good filmmaker. No. What he was selling is the ability to subvert. So what happens is, oh, and Amblin, by the way, is basically an anagram for Nambla. A-M-B-L-I-N. Come on. So in the guy's suitcase is a paperback copy of Arthur C. Clarke, who is an author who was a pedophile, had to flee to Sri Lanka. And Milk of Magnesia, which is what sodomites use. Yeah, I don't want to get into it. It's really, really gross. And so the woman that thought she was with some cool, hip guy just walks away from him after looking in his guitar case. So why is that so valuable? He was showing the skill of hiding in plain sight. Anybody that knows what these images represent is like, oh, this is a story about a pedophile and a girl who thought she was meeting a cool guy, and it turned out he's a pedophile. Less than 1 in 1,000 people can see that. So Universal was like, oh, this guy's great. We can do a whole series of it. We got, you know, AI. We got Jaws, you know, about a town that has this secret about a monster that keeps eating children. We have Indiana Jones. Does no one want to? If you guys have the clip of Indiana Jones, I think we have the clip of Indiana Jones. It's or in the next segment, maybe I'll show it. I only have a little bit for this one. But Indiana Jones had an affair with that girl when she was like 11 or 12. There's this scene when Indiana Jones goes in the bar and she's like, Indiana, I haven't seen you in 10 years. And he's like, what's up, Meredith, or whatever. And she's like, I was just a little girl. And he was like, you knew what you wanted. When we come back, I'll show you the clip. There's transcript of Lucas and Spielberg discussing how old the child should be when she had sex with Indiana Jones. And at first they said 11, but had to be under 16. Yeah, it's hiding in plain sight, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there. So that's why I recommend you get seats. Hugepianist.com. See you in a bit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door. I never doubted that. Something made it inevitable. So what are you doing here in Nepal?
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
I learned to hate you in the last 10 years.
I never meant to hurt you.
I was a child. I was in love. It was wrong and you knew it.
You knew what you were doing.
Now I do. This is my place. Get out. Mohan, Devigaru, Bolianu.
We'll be back. I did what I did. You don't have to be happy about it, but maybe we can help each other out now.
So that's insane, right? Let's just play it again, and this time that you saw the scene, we're going to discuss what really is happening. So this woman in this scene is in her 20s, and so she's saying, it's been 10 years, I was a child, and he said, you knew what you were doing. He's a good 20 years older than her in the scene, And when the scene first starts, she's cowering and he's a shadow. She's cowering like a child. And listen to dialogue again.
Indiana Jones. Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door. I never doubted that. Something made it inevitable. So what are you doing here in Nepal?
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
I learned to hate you in the last 10 years.
I never meant to hurt you.
I was a child. I was in love. It was wrong and you knew it.
You knew what you were doing.
Now I do. This is my place. Get out. Mohan, Samigaru, bully on them.
We'll be, man.
I did what I did. You don't have to be happy about it, but maybe we can help each other out now.
That's it. That's child rape, guys. That's and the way that his unapologetic, everything about that is insane. She's like, I was a child. I was in love. I didn't know any better. He's like, you knew what you were doing, whore. And she's also an alcoholic in this movie. Like she's like, this is my place now. I've grown out of it. It's so horrible. And that's all from Steven Spielberg. And then you get into Heather O'Rourke, the girl that died from a ruptured rectum. The poltergeist girl, Heather O'Rourke, she died from septic shock on set. And the kind executives told the parents that it was the flu. Yeah, it's so bad that a lot of people can't even face it. And they just hide with sarcasm. They go, oh, that's great. Indiana Jones having sex with an 11-year-old? Wow, that's great. No, it's disgusting. It's horrible. And you look into more of his movies, and it's all about, you know, subversion. It's all about killing God. You can't kill God, but you can try to kill God in the heart of man. As I'll show you again, the Sistine Chapel versus E.T., the world is run by images because images go beyond. So that's the Sistine Chapel right there. God and man almost touching fingers. And then you have E.T., which is a monster and a little boy touching fingers. And there's light. And in the background is a sphere representing the moon. And the alien's hand is in the shape of a Nambla triangle. And his fingers look like wieners, by the way. It's so bad that, like, what Spielberg was selling in that Amblin, what Spielberg was selling in Amblin, the short film he made in 1968, that Universal then signed him up for a 7-picture deal, is he could show pedophilia in plain sight and no one would know. And then even if you look at the cover of Schindler's List, it is... Schindler's List is the image is a adult and a child holding hands, which is another Nambla symbol. And so, yeah, you wouldn't know this stuff because instinctively, you know, like when I hold my son's hand, it's cute and fatherly. It's like, oh, no way. These sick, sick reptilian psychopaths don't see it that way. They see it as a symbol for what they're really up to. And Spielberg, in interviews, has said that on E.T., on the set of E.T., he would act like a child, and children would act like him, and there was no difference in age. And it's so sick. Yeah, Amblin, N-A-M-B-L-I. And it's a little kid against the moon. But check out what DreamWorks is. DreamWorks, a little kid against the moon. It's all the same, guys. It's like Katzenberg, Spielberg, Geffen. They're all part of this alleged. Yeah, like compare Amblin symbol to DreamWorks symbol. You have a lonely child in the moon, and then you have the crescent, and he's holding a pole. It's so insane when you know what these people really do. And if you just, and if you think I'm just some whack job, look at the arrests Look at the convictions of child endangerment, child sodomy, sexual abuse of children. Look at like just the people that were around Leonardo DiCaprio. Like how many of them had to like go to jail for it? And these are the people that actually get caught and prosecuted. It's so ugly. And so that's why, you know, I'm having a really good time out here in the snow, burning some fire, protecting my kids. You can hit me up, hugepianist.com, if you want to check out my last few specials. You know, feed the bear a little bit, support. Because I don't know how long my YouTube channel is going to be up. You know, it's been taken down a few times, and now that I'm up over, you know, I'm 230,000 subscribers, I'm guessing it will be taken down again. Because pedophiles, oddly, don't like being called out by giant men with mustaches. I'm pushing 6'8". Most pedos are under 5'7". That's a fact, because they're very childlike. They feel weak. Because here's the thing about pedophilia, guys. Pedophilia is obviously not about sex, about control. It's about evil. It's about re-victimizing. It's keeping a cycle of abuse going. But the main thing is control. It's the same thing about people who kill like little baby kittens and stuff, and like little puppies, like the people that hurt animals. That I've killed animals that could kill me to eat them, like in the least cruel way possible. The people that like hurt animals, it's the same thing. They want to feel like their own god. It's about Satanism. You're your own god. Do as thou wilt, right? That always ends up going to control and to passing evil on. And there's no worse thing than hurting kids. And so when you see the Steven Spielbergs of the world and how they hide in plain sight and no one can do anything about it, that's what makes them so happy. Their happiness is derived from the fact that everyone knows what they're doing and no one can do anything. And that they can watch as parents bring their kids to go watch these movies. And the symbology, I mean, I could do a whole thing on Jurassic Park. I'm not gonna, because some of it's so disgusting. But they watch and they laugh and they cackle, you know, because they know something that no one else does. And so, I don't know, man. This segment got a little off the rails here, but it's a topic that I really hate talking about, but needs to be discussed. Because nothing shames the devil more than people without fear just talking about it, saying it. I've taken down people like Spielberg in my life, and they're not strong. It's all an illusion. It's all a hologram. It's nothing there. It's the Wizard of Oz. You know, the Wizard of Oz, do a whole thing about that. That's about the gold standard. OZ, ounces, you know, the Emerald City, green. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. And guess what he is? Guess what the Wizard of Oz is? He's short. He's a little dude. You know? Follow the yellow brick road to the Emerald City. It's right there. But the Federal Reserve. All right. YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. HugePianist.com. Much love, everybody. I'll see you around. Bye for now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the